Nyawa Skanakagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno, it's a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Each week, we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. So if it's your first time joining us today, enjoy the music and the chat. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome Cree Métis artist Cliff Cardinal. Originally born in Pine Ridge, he is the son of legendary actress Tantu Cardinal. He's best known for his black humor and compassionate poeticism. He's won numerous awards for his solo theater productions. And today, we're going to be talking about his band, The Skylarks. Specifically, the band's 2022 Suicidal Valentine. And kicking things off for our listening pleasure today is Your Dress. At this time, turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
It's your dress. You got my heart beating out of my chest. And together we're a total mess. I'm not in love with you. I'm obsessed. It's your eyes. The way you always look so surprised. And you're laughing at all of my lines. Anything for a smile. It's this drink. And we're making out before you can blink. Against the wall on the bathroom sink. I can't even think. Let's get out, where we can talk and we don't have to shout. And I can find out what you're about. And do you like No Doubt? Let that summer night breeze up your legs and hike your skirt up. Break away. On you. Sing to me like it's 1978. I'm your good luck boy, but I've never been there in a pinch. And when I talk, you aren't convinced. Hold me like a cinch. And I'm down with you. No matter whatever, wherever, who. I'd zip you up to what you wanna do. What's in the air? Sometimes I'm barely there. And you act like you don't care. Performance extraordinaire. Baby, please be nice. I can't take it when you turn to ice. I deserve it, just don't suffice. Hold me like a vice. Let that summer night freeze up your legs and hike your skirt up. Break away from your friends and hit my phone up. We got a night to get through. I know what I wanna do. I wanna take that dress off.
Cardinal and the Skylarks, 2022 Suicidal Valentine. That's Your Dress, kicking off our listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome to today's conversation. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome Cliff Cardinal to the show today. We have a lot to talk about, including his theatrical work, his numerous albums with the Skylarks. Welcome to Gyno today. How are you doing, Cliff?
What's up, Brett? Thanks for having me, man. Hey, Gyno listeners. Great. Nice to meet you.
I was wondering if you could do me a favor and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm Cliff Cardinal. I was born in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, but I'm the son of a movie star, and she moved us around from L.A. to Vermont and finally to Toronto. Tantu Cardinal, if you know her, she's an artist and an activist and one of our awesome, great actors.
She's amazing.
So I was the kind of kid that didn't really fit in that well. So I don't know. I had a hard time in school, and I dropped out when I was 15. And I wandered into the back of this bar. I was looking for a job. I was ready to lie about how old I was. And in the back of this bar, there was a theater company that was producing Canadian history plays. They were called the Video Cabaret. They're this famous theater company from Canada. They've been around since 1978. But they're in the back of this bar that's filled with smoke and, you know, but it's hilarious. Like, these people are just, they're coming in and they're making each other laugh. And I just sit there and no one says anything to me. And so I come the next day and I sit there too. And eventually the director comes up to me and he goes, "If you're asked to do anything, best to do it. Otherwise, just stay out of the way." And so for my whole 10th grade year, I just sat in the back of this bar and listened to great actors and great storytellers make great theater. Some really great Indigenous actors were there. Billy Morasky, Jonathan Fisher were in the cast. And so that was my formal education. That was like, I call it classical training, you know, to just sit there and listen and no one asked me anything and it's just great.
Just absorbing it all, yeah.
Just absorbing it all. And so it's like, you know, the theater kind of, that was my world. That's what I cared about. You know, like I grew up doing improv, doing comedy in nightclubs, playing my music on the street and bars wherever they'd have me, and playing and performing my own original work with immediacy, right? Because when you're playing on the street in front of a liquor store, you got 10 seconds. to make an impact with somebody.
Sure.
Right. And that was, you know, eventually that became the other part of it is writing is like, you know, you have to be compelling right now.
Yeah.
You have to jump off right now. And eventually I went back to high school and everything and, you know, apologized, told them maybe they could teach me something.
Maybe you can teach them something though.
I don't know if that ever happened.
No.
But I like the theory.
Well, with that being said, I mean, it sounds like you really look back on that time with a lot of fondness, and clearly it's where you get your start. And you did mention already, too, that you've written a number of your own productions. That's pretty rare for a young guy, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, I was pretty bored. I'm kidding. I wanted to be a movie star, and I wanted to be a rock star. And somewhere in there, I guess I would have to do some work. And so, but I hated auditioning, and I also wasn't very good at going out to the places and presenting my work so that the people who could give me a job would see it. And so I knew I was better off not going to auditions and just practicing the craft, you know, until it had to get out, you know, until I just needed to get out on stage and go and perform it. So right away I knew that, yeah, so that started writing my own work and writing solo shows mostly,
sure.
You know, where I come out and tell a story.
It's all on you.
That's right. It's a particular kind of narcissism that makes people want to go up on stage by themselves. But I seem to have it.
Well, how would you describe your solo productions?
They're a creative exploration of pain. You know, I like to tell stories of weirdos and outsiders who do weird things to make a connection. And this is the same thing with my songs. Because I think that people shouldn't be so predictable.
Sure.
You know, we should surprise each other. If someone's doing something that's different, you know, we should check that out. I don't think that weird is an insult. You know, you hear that, people are like, you know what, they did something and it was weird. They mean that they disapprove, right?
Sure.
Like, I don't disapprove of weird. I think weird is to be celebrated.
A light bulb goes off and you say, well, that's what I want to check out then, yeah.
Exactly, right? You know, people can show you a different perspective on things, you know, and you can go home with a little something in your pouch for it, you know. Mm. Or you can just kind of like judge them and walk away and go back to, you know, what you always thought. Mm. So those are, you know, that's kind of how I tell stories and sell songs, and it's like it's not because I want to talk about that particular person. You know, it's like I don't want to talk about, you know, a subculture. It's that I want to explore that and let people see themselves. Like, I hope that people can see a bit of themselves in my work.
Yeah. And make them feel a little bit more comfortable in their own skin, yeah?
Yeah. Or maybe they need to be scared out of their own skin a little bit.
Oh, I like that too. Well, let's hold that thought. Let's come back and talk more about your musical endeavors with the Skylarks after this first block of listening. I do have a quick question for you before the tunes. Who are two Indigenous artists we got to hear, Cliff?
I gotta go with Chris Dirksen and Tara Williamson. Those are my favorites right now. Oh. But I could sit here and I could seriously list many, many Indigenous artists that I'm really into.
Well, you know what? I might take you up on that one of these days. If I start,
Murray Porter, Logan Stats, Digging Roots, George Leach, Derek Miller, Jeremy Dutcher. I really like the Snotty Nose Rez Kids and pretty much everybody else.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. Cliff Cardinal is my featured guest today, and we're going to be listening to tracks from him and the Skylarks' Suicidal Valentine. As we get into this next block of listening, we're going to hear Chris Dirksen's Mozart's Ghost, also one from Special McKinley. But kicking things off right now, it's Cliff Cardinal and the Skylarks with Supersonic Velocity today on Gyno.
this moment, this envious time. You took the words straight out of my mind. If I let you go, just remind me one thing, that I can't let you down. When your voice still rings,
everybody, this is Mato Ayuhi, and you are listening to Gyno with the God, Brett Mason.
Chris Dirksen from Orchestral Powwow. That's Mozart's Ghost, one of two recommendations from today's featured guest. Welcome back. If you're just now joining our conversation, I'm joined on the line with Cliff Cardinal. We're discussing his musical background, his theatrical background, and in what ways do you see similarities in your theatrical work and your musical work, if any at all?
Well, the guy in the center, that's me. You know, I've got a sort of a weird outsider perspective. I'm an indigenous guy. You know, like this place that we live in, it wasn't built with me in mind.
That's true.
In fact, they were pretty sure my ass was going to be dead right now. And so I'm still here. We are still here. And, you know, we got a lot to say about what's going on. And so whether it's a story or it's a song, it's my truth as clearly as I can speak it. And, you know, when you go to see a theater show, like I'm talking to you, so I approach an argument in a different way than when I'm playing a song where I just want people to feel good.
No.
Hey, everybody, this is Mato Ayuhi, and you are listening to Gyno with the God, Brett Maybe.
Message then anyway, or trying to evoke different feelings.
I think that it should be a party. You know, like my favorite music. Well, I mean, like, I love all kinds of music, but I guess the stuff that I'm driven to make is about having a good time, and it's about dancing, and it's about, and not about ignoring the bad things. It's about dancing in the face of them,
sure.
Laughing in the face of that ugly stuff. And I think if we don't talk about these serious things that are really truly in our lives, then it's like, you know, we're dancing around it. And I can't to stretch the metaphor too far. and that's obviously, if there's 100 musicians, there's 100 different ways to make music.
Sure.
And so, you know, my way of doing it seems to be about, you know, overstating my perspective and trying to be glib about it, or, you know, talk about dark things with a catchy hook.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the Skylark's third full album now?
Third full album.
Yeah. Are you working with the same group of musicians on it too?
Yeah. For this last album, Dave DeLeary had some things to take care of, and so he had to go back to Walpole Island. And so we haven't seen him since we did Wallapalooza this summer, and he played with us. But now we're playing with this cat, Justin McWilliams. So it's me, Patrick Farragon, and Justin McWilliams.
You guys are sure putting out a large sound for just being a three-piece.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I want to follow up, a first album with Marilyn and Music, too.
Yeah, hopefully first of many. I really like Mark and Laura.
Sure.
I love collaborating with them because they're actually pretty brilliant artists and producers in their own right. And so, like, we came to, like, you know, our music video day, or we come to, you know, things, and it's like, you know, we solve it together. I don't know. It's just cool to be on a journey with those cats. And the musicians they pick, I also really like them. You know, Plex is amazing, and, you know.
Quite a diverse roster.
Yeah.
When you came up with this track listing and these songs, you brought them to the table, was there any fear that the title Suicidal Valentine might be a little bit too much, or?
It's too much, man, for sure. Absolutely. But I'm too much. You know, the Skylarks are too much.
Yeah.
We're out there. I think that the society we live in is out of control. It's too much, you know? And so, sure, we're a little bit excessive, and it's a little bit maybe hit you over the head as a title. But it's again, it's like, what are we going to not talk about codependence?
Sure.
Are we going to pretend that we're all perfect? You know, and I think that to have these experiences is to be part of the human experience. That's your journey, you know, and to not talk about it, not suppress it, and to suppress it is not who I am as an artist. And, you know, a good criticism is that I have terrible taste.
Well, you know, this has been a reoccurring theme in a number of my guests here recently. I had the Santa Clara Pueblo artist Ilani on here a few weeks back. And,
cool.
You know, she had mentioned the same kind of thing. Like, you know, I want to be honest with my self-loathing so that way it allows me to vocalize it. And then maybe somebody else will hear this and perhaps feel a little bit better about themselves, knowing that they're not alone too, right?
Ilani, I got to check that out. She sounds like she's onto something.
Oh, yeah. You know, 19 years old, already put out 6 albums.
What?
Super cool. Yeah. Go check out the archive at gynomusic.fm.
Okay, I feel a little embarrassed now. It's like, you know, living in Toronto and not noticing the lake.
That we both share, right? No, you know, it's funny that you say that because I actually mentioned to her that, you know, you really make me feel pretty lazy. But anyway.
You know what, man? I certainly aspire to her level of productivity, but I'm also good at accepting that, like, I like to give 60%.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I like to work a little bit in the day and then I want to go hang out with my family. I want to chill with my wife. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, maybe some of those things are a little bit out of reach, but it's about being on the journey. It's about fighting for them, you know, or living the life that you want to live.
Sure.
Well, so, you know,
the ironic thing, Cliff, is by the end, I asked her what her goals are for 2023, and she had told me something that no other guest has ever told me. I don't want to do anything, she says. I don't want to put any music out because there's more to life than just doing that. So,
well, she would know. She would know. 6 albums? Yeah. Yeah.
We have a little bit more time to come back and chat. This next song we're going to hear, I was wondering if you could help to introduce it. Recently made quite the impact on the Indigenous Music Countdown. Tell listeners what we're about to hear, please.
It's a cool track. Just forget about it. Just enjoy it.
Asaranonda Jades. You ought to sing along with Cliff Cardinal and the Skylarks' Suicidal Valentine, the title track from their 2022 release today on Gynon.